your source for everything paranormal. Para-X. The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual host and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of Para-X, its affiliates, or its sponsors.
The Gathering. The supernatural world can be a dark, intimidating, and scary place. We gather to shine light on the mysterious and misunderstood aspects of the paranormal world. We bring to the table years of experience as mediums, healing channels, and paranormal investigators.
We share true stories from our experiences to dispel fear where we can and help you discover the amazing layers that make up the paranormal world. You are invited to gather around the metaphysical table with us and discuss the worlds of the unseen on The Gathering Radio Show.
Everybody, and welcome to The Gathering here on the Para-X Network. And this is Heidi.
And this is Stephanie. And we have a very special show tonight.
We do. I'm really excited for tonight. This is Light as a Feather, Stiff as a Board, Part 2.
Woo! And we've been here. Heidi's been calling in the energy all day long. I came in about, 45 minutes ago, and it's crazy energy in here tonight.
It is. And what I think is really cool is that we're in this waxing energy.
Yes.
Of the super full equinox moon.
Yes. As the last supermoon of 2019.
Year. Yep.
And we're in Mercury retrograde.
Holy
crapola. That's just craziness. So we have a lot of energy going on tonight.
It is crazy. And you know what's interesting is when I got here today, I was telling the group, because we have a group here tonight, mm-hmm. I was telling them that I got slammed. It was like a Mack truck of energy. And I don't know what happened, where it came from, or if the spirits just unloaded because they knew we were going to be calling in a bunch of extra energy tonight. Mm-hmm. I got hit hard today. It was really uncomfortable to the point where I didn't think I was going to be able to do the rest of my sessions.
Oh my gosh.
So
that happened early. It wasn't like later in the afternoon.
No, it was earlier today. And it was my first appointment.
Oh,
right in the middle.
Right away.
And I went, oh, I'm in trouble. Because within a second, I felt like I was 1,000 degrees.
Yeah.
I couldn't breathe. My heart was going a mile a minute, and I was going to black out. And it happened in a second. And it was like instant. And I thought, oh my, and I felt like I was shaking. I was going to fall over. It was intense.
Oh my goodness.
And thankfully, Cindy, awesome Cindy, brought sushi. And I had a big thing of wasabi with one piece, and it like blew everything out of my body, which was great.
Cleared it all out.
So I'm much better now. Thank you, everyone.
Cleared it all out. But yeah, so this will be fun tonight, and hopefully we'll be able to, levitate who's ever on the table.
Yeah, we're going to give it a couple of goes.
We are. And we have a bunch of, great people who have been on our show and been with our show many times.
Thank you all for being good.
Yes. Yay.
Thank you. Yeah, we have a full house again.
We do. And, we're in the My Spirit Experience Studios, which is always full of crazy energy.
It is really nice.
Good energy. Mm-hmm.
But I think everybody...
It's almost like that one time. Remember we did that seance here? And we were just getting... Remember Tim and I couldn't stop laughing. We were giggling so hard because the energy was so flaky and crazy that night.
Yeah.
It's kind of that same kind of feeling, but not quite as...
I think it's a little bit more intense, not as silly.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
agreed.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm excited.
I am too.
So what have you been up to before we get down to business here?
Not really supernatural. I've just been kind of, I don't really know, to be quite honest.
Nothing supernatural,
though. How about you?
So let's see here. I've been... I mentioned this last week. I've been in this place of transition because my mm-hmm. puppy I had to put him down last week. And what was interesting, I told him before he left, I said, if you can come back and say hi, and they usually do, I'm like, please come back and say hi. I will miss you so much. So please come back. And I was driving, and I don't even think I told anybody this yet. I was driving, this was a couple of days later, and I smelled his breath.
did you? Because it was there.
It's unmistakable. It smells like dead fish. It's like, I mean, every once in a while, I would call him Fish Bucket because it was that awful.
Fish Bucket. Hey, that's a new one. Maybe we should call Donkey that. He has some super bad breath too sometimes.
It was awful. I mean, if you've ever smelled dead night crawlers on the sidewalk, it was worse.
Yeah. Oh my.
And so I would call him Fish Bucket, and I'm like, oh, I was driving and I thought, oh my God, that is unmistakable. And so I was happy in a creepy kind of way. Cause yes. I mean, you don't want to smell that. Like yes. If you come back any other way, that would be great. But, yes. That was kind of cool. So yeah, that was good. And just, it seems like there's been a lot of just, visual, energy happening. A lot of people contacting me for, clearings. I'm just saying, here, watch my YouTube video and learn how to do it yourself first to see if you can do it, because I'd rather not have you spend the money or have me come out and have to wait for me. Yes. So I've been getting a lot of home clearings again. Yeah. And I think that's just because of this increased energy now.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to get them, you know, people to self-educate, you know, I'll teach you.
Oh yeah. And it's definitely, you know, so it's crazy right now.
Yeah. With the equinox and everything.
Yep.
So.
Yep. Very powerful. Evil light and dark is need lots of crazy power.
Yeah. It's that battle, the equal of the light and the dark.
Mm-hmm. Light, and the light will win. Light time, wins. Dad said yes.
In this hemisphere.
In this hemisphere, yeah.
Because that's, you know, it was interesting because I was reading a article about the equinox when you're in different hemispheres. You know, we have, so each hemisphere then balances out the other, because as we're getting into the light and they're going into the dark on the other side, you know, we balance each other out both two times a year. And so it's very, four times a year.
Yeah.
So it's interesting to think about. Their transition is exact opposite of ours.
Yes.
Which is very cool.
Yes, it is.
But so we all get the super moon.
Yes.
So that's.
So it'll be fun to watch that tomorrow. So yeah.
It was really bright out this morning.
It was really pretty in the sky tonight. It was just coming out and starting to, you know, be visible in the sky when we were driving over. So
It'll be nice tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm excited. We're going back to the Bakken next week. No, not next week on Saturday.
You are?
Yeah.
All
so
fun.
I'm excited because we have the name of the gal that worked there.
Yeah, what
we
was
believe
her name
that worked. Marion. So I'm going to be excited to see if she is more engaging this time if we use that name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We'll have to see what happens.
Marion. Yeah. That's a little right.
Paranormal. Paranormal investigating.
Yeah. Fun.
I'm excited.
Well,
yeah.
Awesome. Yeah.
So we're going to do it. Let's do it. So you're going to go first, aren't you?
I'm going to go first. I'm going to lay on the table. I'll be the guinea pig. Okay. So I'm going to leave my microphone. I'm going to go lay on the table. So anybody who's watching the Facebook live feed, you'll be able to see it all happening.
Yeah. So please, anyone that's listening to the show, if you want to see what we're doing, we do have it on our Gathering Facebook page. If you go to Facebook and it's The Gathering Radio, you can see the live feed, and hopefully you'll see Stephanie shoot to the ceiling. Yeah, we'll move that. That's fine. So
shoot to the ceiling.
But the thing with the Facebook is that there's no audio.
No.
So you have to stay tuned
to
the Para-X the radio channel.
Yep. So you'll be able to see us, but not hear us on Facebook. Okay, here I go.
So Stephanie, put it up by this.
By you?
Yeah. So I'll keep my headset on so I can hear our producer if we have any technical issues. And I'm going to move my computer. So I'm going to move my computer so that Sarge, watching from the wings, can see if there's anything happening. I'll move my computer here. I'll talk while I'm doing it so you guys don't wonder what's happening. Oh, my computer's really hot. That's probably not a good sign. Okay.
Close to cross my arms, right?
So, Stephanie, you're going to, cross your arms across your chest. Now, when we were researching this, because I think we kind of goofed it up last time a little bit, and we were told by some of our listeners how to do it, and we were like, oh, my gosh, we probably didn't do it right. But we did get some interesting action last time. You remember, Steph? You did feel... Mm-hmm. Like your energy was shifting.
I felt like my shoulders were kind of coming up, and you know, by the time I was done, so.
Yeah. So let me move my microphone over here so people can hear. So you felt like you were moving.
Mm-hmm. And you felt something too, right?
We felt like you were moving.
Yeah.
It's just I don't think we did it long enough.
Right.
So what we're going to do this time, Stephanie's laying on the table. She's got her arms crossed across her chest. Those of you that are watching can see this. And I will kind of open up the energy.
The test first.
Yeah, we'll do the test and everything. So we have Stephanie on the table. We have five people, including, and then myself. So six people total. And what I'd like to do as we get started is just everybody take their two fingers on each hand. I'll turn my microphone down a little bit so I don't hear myself. Okay.
No poking.
And no tickling. That's just not fair. And plus, when we switch to do it to me, I will curse you all. Okay. So take your two fingers, your pointer finger and your middle finger, and just put them under, you know, if you're by shoulder, your knees, your feet. I've got shoulders here. And what I'd like everybody to do, this is some count of three, is test a lift. Okay? We'll see what kind of effort it takes. What kind of energy it takes, what kind of effort, and we'll see if we can do a lift. Okay? One. Two, three.
Not going anywhere.
She's not going anywhere. You got the feet up.
Yeah.
I couldn't even get your head up.
No.
So, okay. I wonder if we should turn the lights down a little bit.
Mm.
Should we unplug that one? Can you go there?
Yep.
Okay. Unplug the big chandelier.
Now, Cindy's an old pro at this, so she, if we're doing something wrong, you need to pipe in.
Yeah, Cindy is... Mm-hmm. I wonder if we should turn that one off too.
This one?
Yeah, let's try it. I'll watch the Facebook feed and make sure.
Oh, it's kind of dark.
Yeah, you can't really see.
But I wonder if you turn the chandelier back on.
Oh, that's fine. We'll just do this. That's okay. So I'd like everybody to just take a deep cleansing breath, Stephanie included. All right. And we ask our spirit guides and sisters to join us here tonight and keep us safe as we open to divine source and possibly a little magic tonight. Keep us safe. Anyone that's joining us tonight from the spirit world, we thank you. You're not allowed to attach to us in any way, shape, or form. When we are done with the session tonight, you may move on, leave, but you cannot connect with any of us. And now I would like to work with Stephanie slowly, allowing her to shift her energy. And I'm slowly rubbing her temples ever so gently. And I ask Stephanie at this time to visualize yourself standing at the mouth of a cave built into the side of a cliff. Inside the cave is dark. You cannot see your hand in front of your face. And you're walking into the cave, trusting that you'll be safe. And you walk and you can feel temperature drop. Slowly, the temperature is going down as you take one step in front of another. Slowly, carefully, making your way to the tent, the cave. The temperature is dropping. You feel comfortable. And as you're walking, you feel supported. You feel the spirit world surrounding you, joining you. Helping you shift your energy, keeping yourself safe. They're helping shift your vibration. Slowly as you walk through this tunnel. And up ahead, you see a very faint light. Very faint, beautiful, bright light.
and start walking towards that light. Step by step, the light becomes increasingly brighter. The light is glowing, beautiful, safe. You can feel your energy shifting as you get closer to this light. You feel yourself, your vibration, it's raising. And you're starting to feel your physical body less and less. Step by step, the light is getting brighter. You're getting closer. And as you get closer to this light, you're releasing from your physical body. The weight of your physical body is dropping away. And you get closer to this light. You are feeling light. You are feeling peace. You are feeling release. And now you are almost fully at this light. This light is surrounding you. It is filling you. It is helping you fully release from the weight of your physical body. The weight of your physical body is no. And we encourage you to open the spirit fully, allowing them to help you in this magical time of feeling weightless. And we will begin with the chant. We begin. Light as a feather, stiff as a board. Light as a feather, stiff as a board. Light as a feather, stiff as a board. And now let's start to lift. Keep saying the chant as we go. Light as a feather, stiff as a board. 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 Continue to lift. Light as a feather, stiff as a board. Light as a feather, stiff as a board. Light as a feather, stiff as a board. And Stephanie, keep feeling your energy releasing.
Light as a feather, stiff as a board.
Continue to release Stephanie from your body.
Light as a feather, stiff as a board. Light as a feather, stiff as a board.
Light as a feather, stiff as a board.
Light as a feather, stiff as a board.
Light as a feather, stiff as a board.
Light as a feather.
We'll keep focusing on releasing from the body.
Light as a feather.
And allowing the energy
light
and the weight of your body to release.
Light as a board.
Light as a feather. Stiff as a board.
Light as a feather. Stiff as a board. Light as a feather. Stiff as a board. Light as a feather. Stiff as a board. Light as a feather. Stiff as a board. Light as a feather.
And we'll continue for one more
round. Stiff as a board.
And we'll come back in.
Feather,
and let out a deep, relaxing breath. And Stephanie, at this time, I would like you to call back your energy, call back your physical body. And I want you to imagine that this white light of energy is releasing you. You are stepping out of this energy. And to keep you safe, we're going to walk back through the tunnel, releasing the energy slowly, safely, stepping back into the dark, 1 foot at a time, still surrounded by spirit. And they're guiding you through the tunnel. It is so dark. You cannot see your hand or your face, but you know that you're going the right way. Releasing. Releasing the light. Releasing the spirit energy. And you're walking back towards the mouth of the tunnel. And you can see the daylight on the other side of the tunnel. And walking back to that. And now as you get to the mouth of the tunnel, you turn around and you see the cave again. And you're outside in the fresh air. And you're feeling good and you're feeling clear. You're feeling the weight of your physical body again. Fully connected. Fully safe. And we'll open our eyes. All right, Stephanie.
You flinched there at the end.
I did.
Yeah. Did you not know that?
No, I did not know that. I flinched.
Yeah, your head did anyway. I'm up at your head.
Oh.
You didn't know that?
You just did it. I didn't know. Just now?
Yeah, I wonder if that's when you came back into your body fully. So I'm curious. First, Stephanie, what did you feel? Because I didn't feel like we got any lifts.
No, I didn't feel like I was off the table either.
So did you feel anything?
Not really this time. How about you guys?
What about everybody else? Nothing this time? Okay. So let me look at the time. So it's 8:21. So I'm thinking we should try it again.
Okay.
Should we switch roles?
Okay.
Do you want to run it?
Run it?
Yeah. Well, okay, so we've got one of our participants here. And she comes in knowing everything about Life's Feather, Stiff as a Board. And I'm like, what? She's like, tell me. I mean, seriously? Slumber Party Central. When I was growing up. And I'm like, well, how do you like that? We've got a Life's Feather, Stiff as a Board expert here. If there could be one, I'll call Cindy one. So do you want to run one?
Sure.
So who wants to get up?
You want to get on the table?
Should I get on the table?
You can get on the table.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So you should sit here, I think, Cindy.
Okay. And then do you want to sit here with the headset
over there? Yep.
All right. So, Stephanie, you're going to put the headset on. So then I think what we, well, and this is Cindy, but if you need to, again, run it while people chant, you know, that's fine. Okay. Although, I wonder if Cindy should run.
Oh, I'm so dizzy.
Oh, don't rush.
You should do commentary, though, too. I mean, yeah. Whichever.
Okay,
yeah, he's wearing a headset there. Or the microphone.
Okay. We'll put it on the table next to you.
So, I'm going to, here, I'll let you put this on. Okay. So people can hear what's going on. And then I got to get my shoes off. Okay.
Okay, we're all fading. I know we're on the radio, everybody's talking.
But now we're switching. So Katie is going to get up the table.
All right, and I apologize.
We're going to have Cindy take over the running of this whole thing. And I will just do some commentary. But Cindy has the microphone too, so everyone will be able to see to her.
Oh, gosh.
Mike says we used to stack our hands above the person before starting.
Not one before.
We can do a third time.
Yeah.
We'll do it the way Cindy wants to do it.
Okay.
Cross your arms. Cindy, you're on. All right.
All right. So is everybody? Yeah, she'll be. That's fine. We'll do a little practice. We'll practice run here. All right.
See what happens.
See what happens. Do a practice lift. Get your two fingers. Everybody ready? Okay. Let me get mine in there. I'm going to go this way. All right. Ready? All right. Lift. Nope. Okay.
You guys seem freakishly strong, though.
I'm like, wow, lots of hurt. Toss her up. Okay, let's go. All right, here we go.
Okay, everybody settle in. Deep breath. Good measure.
Okay.
Start to feel into it. Heidi, relax. Open out your breathing. Imagine yourself just starting to drift.
starting to relax, starting to think of the journey. Start looking, standing outside of a cave. Start to look inside the cave. We're going to take a walk through the cave. The cave is very dark. As you look ahead, and you see a light way at the back of the cave. You start to walk towards the cave. As you start to walk towards the cave, you notice everything is so quiet. So very quiet. You can see the light getting bigger as you get closer to it. And as you're walking closer to that light, you start to feel so much lighter yourself. It feels like all of your insides are starting to turn to air. You start to see sparkles of light coming your way. Sparkles of spirit light coming in to protect you, to watch over you, to guide you. And we continue to walk towards the light, and you continue to get to feel softer. You feel softer, your head feels softer, your skin feels soft. It's almost like you're becoming one with the air in the cave, one with the sparkles of spirit. And the light continues to get closer and closer. And the light gets brighter and brighter. And you continue to feel lighter, lighter than air. It's almost like you are the air. And now we're getting to the light. And you're letting go even more. Pretty soon you're not even sure if you're walking. You could be just skimming along the surface of the cave floor. You start to feel your legs getting lighter. Your toes are starting to lift up off the ground. It's almost like you can fly. And now we're to the light. And it's like you are part of the light. You've become so light that you're being absorbed by the light. And at this point, we start to say, light as a feather, stiff as a board. 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 We start to slowly lift. Stiff as a board. And you keep chanting as you start to lift. Stiff as a board. Light as a feather, 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 stiff as a board. And at this time, we start to call you back. We start to call you back out of the cave. And you'll start to walk back. And you start to feel yourself getting heavier and heavier. And as you start to feel your body come back in, you can start, your feet start to touch the ground. And we start to walk back towards the opening of the cave. And you see the spirit lights coming around you, and they walk with us.
and they walk back with us towards the mouth of the cave, and you continue to start to feel heavier and heavier coming back into your body and filling out your skin. You can feel your hair on your face. You can hear your steps now coming through the cave and coming back towards the opening of the cave. And as you come through, you can see the bright sunlight, and you're walking firmly on the ground and back out into the light. Okay.
Okay.
So, how'd you do?
That was weird in a good way. Yeah. Like, I really felt like something was shifting.
Did you?
Yeah. I felt like something was shifting. I started to feel like my chest was coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that the fingers weren't there.
Right.
Like, my chest was getting puffed up or something. I don't know. It was weird. I could feel, like, movement.
Your head was, like, nice. I was starting, like, yeah, we didn't really get any lift. But right. It was mm-hmm. starting, I don't know. It was starting to feel mm-hmm. like we were getting it felt somewhere.
Like, it felt like something was starting to shift. Yeah, it was cool.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely cool.
Good.
Anybody else? Comments?
Comments?
Feels? Didn't feel? Okay. Good. Well, what time is it?
It is 8:30. Sarge said you should skip the break tonight.
What time is it?
It's 8:31.
Well, let's take a break.
Okay.
Regroup.
Okay.
And then we'll have someone else.
Okay. That's good. Okay, Sarge. So we will be right back in 2 minutes. This is the Gathering Radio Show here at X Network.
Hi. This is Brian Fitzgerald from GHI, and you're listening to the Para X Radio Network.
See, I still feel there.
Oh. UFOs. Bigfoot. Cryptids.
All of this on the call. You think it's you listening to the words of Arabic?
Dr. Kelly Renee Schutz. I am the producer and host of Paranormal Encounters podcast series. I am a published author, academic, former legal investigator, and paranormal enthusiast who holds 4 advanced degrees with an interest in parapsychology and life after death issues. I have written about and encountered nearly 100 situations involving the paranormal, with my most frightening experience being a floor-length mirror cycling around in front of me in a haunted room I had stayed in. I invite you to tune in Thursday evenings at 11 o'clock p.m. to 12 midnight Eastern Standard Time right here on the Para-X Radio Network.
I'm going back to the paranormal view, back where I belong.
Please, please, take me with you.
No, I'm through with everything here. I want to see if there's something left in life I haven't explored. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, Rhett, don't run to them. They talk about ghosts and hauntings, UFOs and all kinds of supernatural scary stuff.
You'll never understand, will you, Scarlet?
No!
Well, that's your misfortune.
Where shall I go? What shall I do?
Frankly, my dear. Line.
Oh, you gotta be kidding.
That's the Paranormal View with your host, Henry Foister, Jeffrey Gould, and Barbara Duncan. Every Saturday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, exclusively on the Para-X Radio Network.
What happens to a ghost when their home is torn down? No one thinks of the disembodied when they rip down old buildings, dig up cemeteries, and build clean, unhauntable condos. Every year, hundreds of spirits are driven out of their own haunts by the careless living to exist alone with no one to scare. At Para-X Radio, our hosts feel the plight of these evicted disembodied, and we're reaching out to you to please open your heart to one of these lost souls, such as the ghost soldier of the General Wayne Inn or the abandoned spirit cat of Benjamin Rush. So please, please, let a little spooky into your life. Won't you open your house to a ghost without a home? Para-X.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome back to the gathering here on the Para-X Network. Sorry, I've got my echo in my head. So we're back here. We're doing Light as a Feather support. I have had time to regroup. So first, Stephanie went, and then I went. And what was interesting, didn't really feel anything happening.
When it was happening, but then, you know, when I got off the table, I felt super dizzy, like I couldn't walk. I kind of stumbled towards the Facebook camera to read what was going on there, and I just felt really lightheaded and, you know, I still had kind of a pressure in my head still.
Yeah. And I felt like I was leaving my body energetically during the guiding part, and then when it was done, and I stood up, I really felt like that was out of my body. Like, I felt really dizzy and out of it. So, when Ghost Dance in the chat room has said, has this ever induced an OB here, out of body experience? I would imagine, maybe not here, but I imagine it does.
For sure.
So, we're going to do a third round here.
Yep.
And we've got our next victim.
Oops,
I mean, next volunteer is Cindy. So, she's on the table. And we're all sitting around here, and we're going to begin, and we're going to invite everybody to do a test lift. So two fingers on each hand, under shoulders, knees, feet, head, and one, two, three. Well, most of us are moving anyway, just a little. I don't think we have to do much, and we can forward to the ceiling. All right, woo! Here we go. All right, so I'd like everybody to just take a deep breath, breathing in, feeling loving, expecting divine energy to release anything that no longer serves you here tonight. And at this time, as we're surrounding ourselves with protectors and divine, I ask Cindy, with your eyes closed, to visualize yourself outside and stand at the mouth of a cave. And as you see in this cave, it is completely dark. There isn't a light to be found. And at this time, I'd like you to step into that cave and start walking, trusting the energy before you to lead you through this dark cave. Slowly and carefully, allowing yourself to continue through the darkness, step by step. And as you're walking, you feel spirit around you, joining you, keeping you safe. Step by step, you feel the energy of your body slowly start to shift. The energy of your body is changing. The vibration is shifting. And as you're walking slowly, carefully up ahead, you see a very faint, beautiful white light. Head towards that light, slowly and carefully. And each step you take towards the light allows your vibration to shift. The light starts to shift your energy. Change your energy. Your physical body starts to fade away. And you become more and more a part of this light. Your body is changing. You feel it less and less. You are becoming more one with the light. Your spirit helpers around you, allowing you to release from your physical body. And
And then you're coming into that light, allowing that light to surround you completely and totally. You are at one with the light. You feel your physical body has completely released. You are light. You have become light. And at this time we begin to lift and say, light is a feather, stiff as a board. Light is a feather, stiff as a board. Light is a feather, stiff as a board. And continue to lift and say, light is a feather, stiff as a board. 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 Continue to let light as a feather, stiff as a board. Light is a feather, stiff as a board. Light is a feather, stiff as a board. And continue to let
light as a feather, stiff as a board.
She is light as a feather, stiff as a board. Light is a feather, stiff as a board. Light is a feather, stiff as a board. Light is a feather. Stiff as a board. Light as a feather. Stiff as a board. Continue to lift. Stiff as a board. Light as a feather. Stiff as a board. Light as a feather. Stiff as a board. Light as a feather. Stiff as a board. Continue to lift.
Stiff as a board.
Lifting.
Light as a feather.
Lifting into the air.
Light as a feather. Stiff as a board.
Lifting,
lifting, stiff as a board.
Lifting,
stiff as a board.
Lifting, continue to lift.
Light as a feather, stiff as a board.
We have some movement here.
Light as a feather, stiff as a board.
There is some movement.
Light as a feather,
continue to lift.
Stiff as a board.
Continue to lift.
Light as a feather, stiff as a board.
Light as a feather,
stiff as a board.
Continue to lift.
Light as a feather, stiff as a board.
Light as a feather, stiff as a board.
Light as a feather, stiff as a board.
Light as a feather, stiff as a board. We have some movement here.
Stiff as a board.
Light as a feather, stiff as a board.
Light as a feather,
stiff as a board. She's lifted a few inches here in the head and her shoulders too. Come on, keep going, everyone.
Stiff as a board.
We've got some movement here.
Stiff as a board.
Keep lifting.
Stiff as a board.
Lift with your fingers.
There is
movement here. Stiff as a board.
Light as a feather.
Stiff as a board.
Stiff as a board.
Light as a feather.
Stiff as a board.
Light as a feather, stiff as a board.
Light as a feather,
stiff as a board.
Light as a feather,
stiff as a board. In her shoulders, she's about 4 inches off the ground.
Light as a feather, stiff as a board.
Light as a feather, stiff as a board.
Light as a feather,
stiff as a board.
Light as a feather,
stiff as a board.
Light as a feather,
and this time, start to release,
stiff as a board,
allowing her to come back down to the table.
Stiff as a board.
Light as a feather,
stiff as a board.
Light as a feather,
stiff as a board.
And we'll release at this time.
Stiff as a board.
And Cindy, we ask that you, now finding yourself in the light, start to release from the light. Slowly and carefully, starting to come back to your physical form. Slowly and carefully, as you find your way back into that tunnel, the tunnel of dark, safe energy. You're allowing yourself to release from the light and rejoin your human form fully and safely, completely. And you're walking through the tunnel, slowly and carefully, step by step, And as you walk through the tunnel, you're fully engaging your physical body, finding its form, finding yourself safe and connected, walking slowly and carefully back to the mouth of the cave, allowing yourself to back out into the daylight on the outside of the cave. You can turn and see the entrance where you went in. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes.
That was so weird.
Yeah. How are you doing?
Good. I didn't want to come back. But...
So, what did you feel?
It's trippy, that's for sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's really trippy.
Could you feel yourself lifting?
Mm-hmm.
Because this, like...
You were, except for my... Like my big old butt holding me down.
No,
but yeah.
It's not
like
that.
This was coming up here.
Yeah. Fire. I mean,
yeah.
Tim?
It felt like she come up. I had my clothes. It felt like, I don't know if it was an energy body or what.
Mm-hmm. Her physical body, this whole upper half here, was up about 4 inches. Mm-hmm. Maybe more. Mm-hmm. Up like 5 inches.
Yeah.
So, and it's not easy. Like, you can't hold someone like that for that long with two fingers.
No.
Yeah. I mean, I had my hands under your head to protect your head, but I wasn't putting any effort into it.
Right.
So that was interesting.
Mm-hmm. It felt like, you know, when you're doing meditation, like that, where you're just, like, out of it. So, yeah, I did, I mean, yeah, I definitely. But plus, when you're so out of it, you're not really paying attention to what's going on, like, mm-hmm. in the rest of your body, too. So, and then I try not to pay attention because then I know I would, like, sink back in, so I try not to even pay attention to what's going on.
Yes,
as far as even with my body, so I just try to stay in my headspace with that.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
So
good.
Yeah. But yeah, I have a feeling I'm this even I get up too.
Yeah, we'll help you because we know.
Yeah,
it is very trippy.
So yeah, I think that was interesting because we did get some lift that time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For sure.
I do think, too, that it helped with going through two of them because you start to get more in the mode. The I think if we were doing it longer, we probably would have gone, probably could have gotten the rest to go.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that was interesting. Because, yeah, I think we could have with more time.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean, it for sure, 5 inches up at the top. Like,
do you think if we tried it without doing the whole meditative thing, we might be able to lift?
I think that's part of it because you kind of get your head. Yeah, I don't know for me. Yeah, you kind of
have that meditation at a time.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, you're thinking too much. And, like for me, it's easier to, like, once you're out of your head. Yeah.
Yeah. And I know when we've done it, like whenever we do it at school parties, like you said, Cindy, just. And you have all night.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Exactly. So doing it for hours.
And that's like when we finally got my cousin up in the air. We'd been, like you said, there's like six, seven of us. And, you know, you're taking turns with everyone. So by the time you've been doing it for like a half an hour, for everybody's or longer, 40, you know, kids were doing it half the night, you know.
Yeah.
But by that time, everybody's kind of in that mode and get that energy going.
Yeah. Interesting.
It is so really buzzy in here.
It is really buzzy in here.
I'm feeling really buzzy.
I'm buzzing. Mm-hmm.
Are you buzzing too?
Yeah, me too.
How about you guys, Casey?
I'm not buzzing.
You're not buzzing?
Four of us are like,
What are you feeling, Tim?
I'm feeling like my hands went over. Yeah. And it felt like I was lifting something, but it felt light, but it feels like my hands just went right through.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like I was up to, you know, a foot off the table with my eyes closed.
Yeah.
It felt like something came up.
Yeah. Well, it was high in the ascent.
How many minutes did that take? Do we have time? Maybe we should put Tim on the table and see if we can let him. Oh, look at him. He's like,
No guinea pig. Oh. Well, let's see here. We have probably about 10 minutes. So,
10 minutes.
So I don't know if we have enough time to do one more, but because I don't want to.
Yeah.
Should you see what's going on in the chat room?
Yeah,
we've been kind of watching it, but.
Mike is saying to him that the fingers weren't to lift, but to provide a field of energy under the person.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, but some
the energy field. And her field, yes.
Yes. That's what both of you felt more to your spirit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it could,
yeah, it could be more about a body experience where you're lifting the energy out.
Not necessarily the body. But your, that could like this, your body was going
But yeah, it was, yeah. And for sure the shoulders.
And I know, like, Kat in the chat room has said that she has physically lifted up to the ceiling. Cindy, you've said.
Yeah, we've got my cousin up with my shoulders, and we could have gone farther, but everybody freaked out and dropped her.
Oh, so,
yeah. Sorry. Did you realize how far up you are? They're like, oh.
Yeah, so I don't know. So I think it could go both ways. You could be lifting the energy out of the body.
Yeah.
Or possibly the physical body sometimes, depending on how much into the trance you get.
Right, if we had another hour to do this, we have here, maybe get up to the ceiling.
Yeah, and if everybody wants to sit and listen to us say that, 2 hours straight, lies as stiff as a board over and over, we could do it.
You know, if we ever do this here on the show, though, maybe we should do it a couple of times before the show.
Yeah, we could.
To get the warm up and just get it all going. Yeah. And we'll be pros by the time we get on the show.
By the time it's on the show, we'll be tossing people to see.
Yeah, I mean, we did ramp up. I mean, we were here. We did ramp up the energy, and there's a lot of us here, and so it was, you know. But,
yeah,
just like pizza dough.
That's cool.
Yeah. But yeah,
it was definitely interesting. Yes. You definitely lifted.
And so it would kind of pop, which was kind of interesting. But it definitely, she felt the heaviest of all of you, and she's like
the teeniest.
A little wee thing, like you said.
Yeah,
kind of weird.
A little lifting.
That's interesting.
Yeah,
because she's a tiny little thing, and then feeling what you're saying energetically.
Right. So the weight of her was heavy. The energy inside of her leg, I could feel at times. It was like it was popping. It was popping up.
That's so cool.
Energy pop.
This leg, right? Yeah.
That's interesting.
That is interesting.
I felt lighter. I was trying really hard to focus on moving the energy up, and I could tell from my from down, it was heavy. I could feel it being heavy there.
Mm-hmm.
So I was trying to like not think so I could start to move that up, that energy out too. But I could definitely tell. But it's so funny you said that because I had that same feeling. It's like I could feel how heavy I am through the lower half.
That's interesting.
I couldn't, and usually I can get where I can feel it just as light all the way through, but I said it
too grounded.
Yeah. Usually I can, like I said, I could tell I was already out of my head and out of the upper half, which it was going to take longer.
So I'm looking in the chat room here, and we have
like a whole bunch. Okay.
So Kat was saying we were high school kids. We were bored. Tried it. With the story of the car crash, because usually you're supposed to talk
about how you died.
We
don't want to do that.
We don't want to put that energy out there. We must lift you and take you to your grave.
Oh,
and then this teller says lift, and they do, and that's when you. And the ghost fans ask, "What part are you seeing claiming lifted?" It was shoulders,
and head.
Upper body and her head really came about 5 inches off the table,
mm-hmm.
And then Kat says, as the story goes, if anyone does get lifted, they're to die soon after.
Wow.
Which she got lifted a long time ago. She's still with us. She said, at least as far as I can tell. I mean, well, you never know. I mean, ghosts can interact with the computer, I guess, too. She could be a ghost in the chat room. But, interesting. And, you know, the only time, Tim, do you remember? The only time that I've had actually someone levitate was that exorcism that we did. And it was actually a little kid, though. And he lifted about 5 inches off the table.
That was the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah. Wow. Here. Yeah. Well, that was weird, though, because that was like the only time that I've actually had someone levitate without trying.
Yeah. Came up off.
Yeah.
Was he conscious or was he in trance?
He was conscious, but I don't think that he was fully, obviously he was not fully in control because we were doing an exorcism. And he was, I think, 6 years old, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And we had the mom and the grandma sitting in the room with us because we won't do something like that without, oh my gosh, without any supervision. Of course, they're going to be in the room. But we did say, if anything happens, we can't, please don't scream. Please don't run. Please don't grab him. Just sit still and hang tight. Unless we ask you to do something, don't move and don't say a word. And they were good. They didn't say a peep, but we had him sitting in opposite corners of the room, each in a little folding chair. And when he started to lift, I looked over and both of them, their mouths were hanging open. Their eyeballs looked like they were going to fall out of their heads. And they looked like they were going to lunge for him. And I just looked at both of them and I shook my head. I didn't say a word. I just didn't. I shook my head and I was like, don't you do it. We talked about this. And they were like, oh my God. And
so
they didn't.
Came out of the little guy.
It was some nasty thing that he picked up. Actually, at the grandma's, he had picked it up from some kind of portal. It wasn't even a portal, though, but it was something that a lot of things were going through. We ended up going there and shutting it down, but a lot of things were flying through, and this just happened to, when he was walking through that hallway, some nasty thing was flying through, found his energy, decided to hop up, grab him.
We had a disembodied voice out there, too.
And we had a disembodied voice there, too.
Came out of nowhere.
And we had the clearing.
Yep.
Because we had to go close that thing down so that nothing else came through. But yeah, that was, they freaked out. They were like, oh. And then it was funny because about a month later, because I checked in with them, how's everything going? He's normal. Great. And then about a month later, I get an email from grandma. Did he really levitate? It took her like a month.
Yeah.
It's like nobody said a word when we were done. It was like we were done. I'm like, great, take him home. Everything's normal. Don't talk about it. We're good. And it took her a month to email me
that.
He had had extremely disturbing behavior in short little spurts that he wouldn't remember. And he had also taken, they had been working in Western medicine with him. It wasn't, you know, we said you need to work with, and they were having trouble figuring out what was going on because he wasn't fitting into any of the categories of working with a psychologist and a therapist and things like that. And so while he was doing that, we did our thing. And he was fine after that. And so then he continued to follow up with his therapies and they said, no, he's fine. And so they knew, they were like, oh, it was paranormal.
Wow.
And because he would do really wicked little things and not remember, or naughty things, or just things that would embarrass himself if he were older, that he wouldn't do if he was of, you know, thinking about it or older anyway, you know, he wouldn't have done these things. So, and all of that stopped when we were done. So,
brave mother and grandmother, to really think outside of the box.
Right.
And,
I mean,
try to grab them, you know.
Yeah,
I mean?
Good for them to try all options. Yeah. Oh, we're getting ready to wrap it up here.
Yeah.
Music. Music. So, thanks,
everybody. Yeah, thanks for joining
us here. A couple of levitations here. And good job, Steph. Here we are. End of the show.
Still buzzing.
And we're still buzzing. Thank you to everybody that listened, that tuned into the Facebook page, and Para X for hosting us. Thank you to Sarge for producing our crazy antics.
Absolutely.
And
we'll be back next week. Same bat channel.
Same bat channel. And we'll see you all here on The Gathering.
Yeah.
Good night,
everyone.